Hey, Richard Roper is here.
Hi, Richard.
He's got some thoughts on Violetta's hair. We all have thoughts on Violetta's hair. We're having a team meeting after the show to talk about Violetta's hair.
Postmortem, kind of like just who likes it, who doesn't.
Mm-hmm. We're voting on it. It's going to be like it's either going to be like an episode of Survivor or the Trump White House. It's one or the other.
Can we stream it in prime time on Facebook?
Where is the president on this? I'd like to know where the president is on Violetta's hair.
Well, I'll say I will have something to say about it, but so far I'm looking up in her little traffic department there, and the beautiful movie star who resembles a young Michelle Pfeiffer is in the spot of Violetta right now with that beautiful shimmering light hair. So as soon as that beautiful movie star gets out of the way,
thank you so much.
Then I can tell you what I think about it.
Oh.
Aha! You thought I was going to be mean, didn't you?
I did, but that went in an unexpected
sarcastic?
Way.
I am not being... I'm being completely sincere. In all of my reviews, I'm giving my full review right there. From what I can tell...
So how many stars?
It's smashing. There are not enough stars
in the
firmament of our being, in the skies above us.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm done with your
I'm serious. I like it. Neither Thor... Nor Loki has seen so many stars while traveling to our own small planet.
See what he did there.
It's a little too much, though. It feels like he's putting it on.
Oh, I like it. I need to see it in person, though.
Yeah, this lighting is not proper for the blonde.
Okay. Okay, you can go to WGNradio.com. Wait till tomorrow on CLTV. You know, Creepy Uncle is on vacation, and he called in from vacation because he saw it on CLTV. He goes on vacation where they still have CLTV, unincorporated Lions Township.
Sure,
and
it's
he
very popular there
was, and he he's very smitten by what he saw, and he would like to. He told us he wants to run his fingers, his coconut oil doused fingers through her hair.
Which is pretty gross.
Which is nice, but not necessary.
Not necessary? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very thoughtful of him, but I'd rather eat queso with Ted Cruz.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. That you have to take back. Oh, my gosh. No, you
thank
wouldn't.
Thank you. Oh, no. Get out of my dream. Hold on. Here we go. Thank you, Violetta. Except I don't really like to be with girls. Other than my wife.
Is she blonde?
Yeah, I think she is, yeah.
She's imaginary.
She's not even real.
You know what she is? Hideous. All right.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what he said. That's what the president said.
Well.
All right. Can we talk about something important here?
Yes, his nomination of Frederick Douglass to the Supreme Court until he found out he wasn't eligible. Then did a terrific job.
Did you see his Black History Month?
Oh my goodness!
Meeting today. It was. He said, first of all, he proved that he is totally down with the people because he sat next to Omarosa. That was important. He puts, she was seated next to him at the table. He talked to a pastor. I'm not quite sure what this guy is.
He's a pastor.
He runs but it's not a church that he runs. He runs like a social organization in Cleveland, who was a big supporter of his, and also has a doctorate from an honorary doctorate from an online university.
Mm-hmm. Those are the best kind.
So, I don't know how you even get that, but
you got to hit that top quality on your printer, and not fast black and white, but the color of things, so you can print out your diploma and frame it.
I guess
get a nice frame at Walgreens. You put it right there on the wall.
Two sided. The thing that is so weird about
things to do list on the other side of the two sided.
And that guy was saying that he was talking to the Chicago street gang thugs, black gang thugs,
the leaders.
Leaders.
It was like okay.
And they like what Trump's doing.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And Trump's like, thank you.
Right. Well, that was, I think, the problem with the whole Black History Month celebration or the understanding and awareness of history was that he started out by talking for about seemed like 5 to 10 minutes about himself and his own grievances.
And the media coverage
with
of
the
him.
Press and with CNN.
He was trying to show that he, too, has overcome. That's what he was trying to do.
The challenges of Donald Trump were addressed first and then Black History Month. It seemed like a strange order.
I'm pretty sure he thought Frederick Douglass was a living figure. He's done an amazing job. He's starting to get the credit. More and more people are becoming aware of him, he said. But the way he said it, he goes, he's done an amazing job. And I'm like, he died around 1895.
Yeah, exactly.
Right around there.
Right.
But it sounded very much like, like when he says like he's got, you know, the best people and they do terrific jobs. He's done an amazing job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Frederick
that's
Douglass.
His vocabulary.
Like we should do one of those like in high school, like a pop quiz. Who is Frederick Douglass?
Please say, who is he? What did he do? He was the best second baseman the Indians ever had. No, there's no way. But you know he couldn't name his own cabinet right now if you asked him on the spot. Or name, you know, if someone said last night, you know, the other night, who name the other eight justices right now. Go. I'll give you four. There's no way he could do it off the top of his head.
There's the lady who looks like Ruth Buzzy. There's, hold on, there's a bunch of old guys. Oh, there's that Roberts guy. I know him. I don't think I like him. Maybe I like him. I don't know if I like him.
Yeah,
I think it could be interesting. I think that this the justice is going to get it's going to be fairly uncomplicated. And they're gonna, yeah. You know, people are going to get up and talk about his writings and what did he do here. And this Hobby Lobby seems to be the one everybody's upset about. Yeah, but that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's
pretty impressive resume and stand up guy. And look, he's a conservative. And his wife, is it true that his wife? She's one of those aliens too. She was born in England, I believe. They met in college, but I believe she's British by birth.
I only really like imported women. I'm gonna
be honest.
That's
why they didn't have her talk, because she might still have a little bit of an accent there.
Now, what if? I wish everybody the best.
Actually seems like a really quality guy and definitely a great family.
He's certainly qualified.
Even members of Obama's team have talked about what a good guy he is and what a qualified.
He looks like
Supreme Court justice.
Cast, you know, a young James Brolin to play.
He's very intelligent.
His first call was to Merrick Garland.
Classy.
Wasn't that classy?
Yeah.
Hey, it should have been you.
Yeah, listen.
I
don't understand why it wasn't, and, you know, hey.
Yeah, so that was it. I think every once in a while, Trump hits one, you know, out of the park. But then he sits around a table with Omarosa and Dr. Ben Carson, too. He had to find, it was like, where's my African-American?
Yeah.
He's running the HHS, sir.
HUD.
HUD. Wait, IUD, what?
Don't they bring that belt with the bullet in it?
All right. Let's talk about...
That's the best movie segment we've ever done.
Right? Let's talk about the movies. There's one movie to review here, and you're here early this week, Richard Roper.
Yes, I wanted to come see you guys. Well, you know, Super Bowl weekend, the studios are, you know, they don't like to compete with that because they know a lot of people are getting ready for the Super Bowl and traveling and all that. And certainly on Sunday, which is a big movie day, almost as big as the Friday opening. Mm-hmm. So there's only one big movie. It's called The Comedian. And here's the setup for this. Robert De Niro plays a guy who was an 80s sitcom star. He was on one of those really bad 80s sitcoms, a fictional one, you know, and he was a cop and a put-upon family man whose like catchphrase was like, Arlene, where are you? Because that was his wife. And 30 years later, he's a dirty stand-up. So it's a little Bob Saget-esque, but not really, you know. But, I mean, it's that kind of a thing where now he just does the filthiest stand-up, but he's a guy who just hates life, hates people, and is, you know, just rubbing everybody the wrong way. The cast includes Edie Falco as his manager, Leslie Mann as his love interest, because in the movies, of course, you get to have a love interest 30 years younger than you.
Well, in show business, generally.
In show business.
You mean the presidency.
All these wonderful actors striving mightily to wring some sort of humor out of this deadly material, which is so bad. And they go to the Friars Club, so you get to see all these old friars, which is just kind of sad, actually. Billy Crystal plays himself in a quick cameo. Hannibal Buress will show up as himself. And then every once in a while, the De Niro character will get on stage and do his routine, and it's just terrible. It's just so unfunny, and it's so painful. It's like, you know, 30-some years ago, De Niro played Rupert Pupkin, a stalker who wanted to be a comedian, right? In the great movie, The King of Comedy. I would rather spend time with Rupert Pupkin tied to a chair being held hostage than with this guy.
Was he funnier in Raging Bull as the comedian?
Yes.
He
was.
What about
Jake LaMotta was a stand-up comic for a short period of time?
Yes, he was funnier at the end of Raging Bull. He's
happier
funnier,
ending.
He was funnier in Taxi Driver when he was wooing Cybill Shepherd.
That's unfortunate.
I think we have a very, very quickly here. There's a clip. So Harvey Keitel, who has been in Mean Streets with him and Taxi Driver with him, shows up as Leslie Mann's father, and he's playing a gangster. So I'm like, all right, maybe. And they meet at Sparks, the infamous steakhouse in New York where the mob killings have happened outside and stuff. Yep. And Harvey Keitel, she brings the De Niro character to her gangster father as sort of like a birthday surprise because her dad was such a fan of the show. So here's Harvey Keitel reacting to the De Niro character.
Hey. How about giving us one big Arlene? Where are you? No, come on.
Dad.
Do I have to?
No.
Yeah, it's my birthday. Come on.
Please.
Oh, come on. I don't want to do it.
Come on, once.
Dad, don't.
Huh? Hey, I don't expect anyone to work for free.
No. What are you doing? No. Sorry.
What?
No, put it away.
But what?
Don't do that. Sorry.
No. You misunderstand, Eddie. I don't mean to embarrass you. I'll tell you what. Let me do it. Let me do you. I got you down.
I'll pay you not to.
That's funny. But you don't want to get into a contest with me about money. Come on. Let's have some fun. This is me respecting you. You're my favorite. Arlene.
Oh, my God.
Dry down a little bit.
And he keeps calling him Eddie, which was the character he played, which, you know, people keep doing in the movie because my real name's Jackie. But as you can see there, it's more like that awkward, intention-filled kind of attempt at comedy, but it just makes you uneasy and unsettled. Yeah. I really had trouble with this movie getting through it. Their idea of comedy is at one point De Niro's character is playing a retirement home and the famous song Making Whoopee, you know, he turns it into Making Poopy.
Oh, gosh.
And it's 3.5 minutes of him singing to old people about how they have bathroom problems. And they're horrified in the audience, and we're horrified, too. And I'm like, I don't know if this is supposed to be a comedy or a tragedy at this point.
Well, what you was know? It supposed to be?
It's supposed to be a comedy.
Uh-huh.
It was written, one of the writers was, Jeffrey Ross, the great Roastmaster. And you could see some of his humor, but I have a feeling, because it says screenplay by and story by, that it all got filtered by other screenwriters and you know, became this hodgepodge. There may be a great script somewhere there, but it ain't in this one-star train wreck.
One star for Robert De Niro.
That is
unheard.
So disappointing. And you know, that's the thing. And you know, he's phoned in a lot of roles over the years, but this one he pours himself into. You can see he believes he's got a character here, but no.
He's trying.
He doesn't.
All right. Violetta Podomatic, the blonde traffic reporter, the Rocantra with Anna DeVlantis.
The Vision.